We are back at Treg's Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon, BS and Vanessa. And we are talking, you've heard us talking about Susie throughout the last 2 days, and we are honored now to be able to talk to Susie's dad, Jack.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Very fine, thank you.
You know, Jack, we know it's hard calling every single year, but please share with us once again, so anybody who's just tuning in, tell us a little bit about your little daughter, Susie, and the battle you guys had at St. Jude.
Well, my wife and I were married almost 18 years when our only child, Suzanne, was born. When Susie was three, she was diagnosed with a disease called neuroblastoma. She'd need a year's worth of chemotherapy and some radiation treatment and then have a bone marrow transplant. And that's what we did. Did most of the chemo where we live in Virginia, and then we went up to Washington, D.C. for the bone marrow transplant. Well, after 2 years, the cancer came back. Mm. So we went to Texas for some advanced treatment, and after 6 months, again, the cancer came back.
Oh, man.
And that's when we found out two very important things. First, the protocols that they had used here in Virginia where we live and in Washington, D.C. and in Texas, you know, the type of chemo and how much chemo and the order and all that, that protocol was actually developed at Memphis, Tennessee at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Hmm.
So we were getting the benefits of their research even though we were never physically there.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing we found out was that they wanted Susie as a patient. They thought they could help.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the one thing that day we needed more than anything else, and that's hope. We actually moved to Memphis, Tennessee, and lived there for 2 years while Susie got treatment. You know, when we went to Washington, D.C. and Texas and the different hospitals, it was up to me to find a place for us to stay. It was up to me to pay transportation. It was up to me to make sure the bills got paid.
Yeah.
When we got to St. Jude, they said, don't worry about it.
Wow.
We'll pay your transportation. We'll give you a place to stay. And we'll never send you a bill. And to this day, I've never gotten a bill from St. Jude.
It's amazing that not only do they give you hope, they make it so that you don't have to worry about all the other things. And you can just concentrate on making sure that your daughter is getting the best care.
Well, that's it. And you can just be a daddy, which was really great. Well, after 8.5 years of fighting cancer, the cancer finally won.
Mm-hmm.
And Suzanne lost her battle. But I got that 8.5 years that I just wouldn't have had if it wasn't for the research that they do at St. Jude. If it wasn't for the people who are becoming partners in Hope and supporting the hospital, I just wouldn't have had my daughter for those 8.5 years. And you know, right now I've got those memories.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't have had if it
mm-hmm.
wasn't for that research. Susie and I only really talked about death once, and she said, Daddy, if I die, will people remember me?
Oh.
And I said, well, it'll be my job to make sure you remember. And so that's what I'm doing today, is keeping a promise to my daughter.
We talk to you every year. You call our radiothon, and we feel like, you know, we feel like Susie's a part of our lives, and we know that everything she went through is making a difference in saving other kids' lives, too. And just you sharing this story is helping save so many kids.
Well, thank you so much. The hospital wouldn't be there if it weren't for people like you who take the time and the energy to raise money for the hospital.
But Jack, you know, I think that people should call 800-399-5946, not just for us and not just for you, but I think we should do this for Susie, who, like you said, you did not talk about death, but she asked her dad, are people going to remember me? And we need to do this in honor of Susie. We need to have her not have lived a life in vain. You know, like I really truly believe that she is looking down on you and your wife and on us, and she sees that it's gone from a 10% to a 70%. She's going to be looking down when it goes to 100% cure. And we need to do this for Susie. We need to, you know, make her proud of us that we're living lives that are actually going to, we're not just living day to day. Let's do something with our lives. Let's put our money to good use. You know what I mean? Like the buttons that you gave us at St. Jude, I brought them back. We're all wearing them. And we're going to be, you know, taking pictures and showing people your gorgeous daughter. Let's do this in Susie's honor.
No, she's so lucky she took after her mother.
Yeah, she, yeah. Jack, she's certainly got the best parts of your wife.
Well, her grandmother got a little angry with her one day and said, "You look like your mother, but you behave like your father."
Oh!
And Susie said, "Gee, I got the best of both of them, didn't I?"
Well, Jack, seriously, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much for sharing your story once again. We know how hard it is, and for letting Susie's memory live on.
And again, we've talked about this, but Jack, you're from Wisconsin, and even though you don't live here anymore, you still come to visit, and so you have ties with our community. And let's do this for, you know, our fellow Wisconsinites, for you and your wife, and for, let's do it for sweet angel Susie, for Suzanne in her honor.
Thank you so much.
These 10 numbers could change a child's life and family's life and give them that much more time. 800-399-5946. Come on, we can do this. 800-399-5946. Please pick up your phone and make a call and become a partner in hope for Susie. Do this for Susie and Jack and everybody else. 800-399-5946.